Hi, this is Bob, and today I have an interview with Fragmentum. Fragmentum will be releasing Corn Ritual in May, and you get the scoop first where? Right here on Rocked. And here is my interview with Fragmentum.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, Bob.
I wanted to thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
Oh, that's no problem. Thank you for inviting me for this conversation.
I wanted to ask about the creative process for Corn Ritual. How was the creative process for you this time around?
Well, let's mostly I take some time to write down some music on my computer, and then I just give it time to grow, and then I pick up the songs again, and then I try to find the good lyrics, and that's the way it goes. So normally I ask other guys who are joining the band what they think, but mostly there are not so many comments, and I can always change some details, but that's the way it goes.
I wanted to ask you about the decision to go with an EP this time around. What reasons did you have for going with an EP this time?
Yeah, a full album is always a huge job, because you need at least 8 songs. I had some singles ready, like Grip of Sacrifice and so on. So we did release that songs on our own. But then I could cooperate with Geosmet Records. So, releasing more singles was not a good option. I think it's more... maybe we can do a single release to promote the EP, but I had 5 songs left, so I put them on an EP. The other songs that were already released before the cooperation. So we decided together with Geosmet to just keep the 5 songs and release them in May.
I wanted to ask if you could speak on the songs A Sense of Fear and Savior of the Tribe. Those are my 2 favorite tracks on the EP.
Oh yeah, Savior of the Tribe. The song lyrics to start with are always Maya culture based, but they are not historically correct or something. I don't want to be like one historical library or something. So the songs are free are just made by coincidence. You mean music wise?
Yes.
What was the first song you mentioned?
A Sense of Fear.
Yeah. The songs are because they are fast, or what do you especially like about?
I really like the riffs that were used in the songs, and I also like the overall feel of the tracks, of both of those tracks.
Yeah. Savior of the Tribe and A Sense of Fear, Yeah, I don't know. It's I write the songs and I want to have a good groove in the songs, and then I start writing drums on it, and I fill the song with some spheres, like with keyboards and so on, and yeah, it's just the result. They grew the way they are now. So yeah, it's difficult to explain how it grows, but yeah, I want to have some songs a little more, which can be have which can have a good impact life also. That's maybe the main reason why they are also on the album quite catchy.
I also wanted to ask you if you could speak on the album artwork and the artist that was involved.
Yeah, the artwork is done by Gio Smet. He did a great job. He had a lot of proposals, but then I chose the one who came out, and we did some little adjustments. But yeah, it's for me, I wanted to have the main song, Corn Ritual, as the theme, so that's why the corn is on the album. And the guy in front is quite in trance, or yeah, he's part of the ritual. So yeah, for me it was a good cover, and it's nicely done by Gio. So I'm glad with the result.
I also wanted to ask, what can fans look for next? What's the next step for the band?
Well, we have a new drummer. His name is Tom Skidmore. He's living in Antwerp, so we can do more gigs, as we are with the drummer who is joining the band. We will announce him as soon as we do a photo shoot together. It will be this month. So that's one thing. Musically, we want to have we continue writing music, not for the moment, but it will. I'm thinking about releasing maybe one full album, but it's really too early to have anything to say about that, because there are not so many of these ideas for the moment. We're concentrating on the release of the EP. But yeah, once the band is complete, we can do more gigs, more festivals. We can try to to present us a little more as like in the Maya team, so that we are not just one band. How to say, just emphasizing the Maya team a bit more. That's what I would like to do together with the band members and Gio.
I also wanted to ask you if you could take me back in time and how the band became a reality.
It's quite a long story, because I've been playing music from my tent. It was like classical music, but yeah, at a certain moment, together with my brother, we were more and more listening to metal bands, and it really took me over to also play in a metal band. So I started to have guitar lessons, and been playing in some little projects, and it was together with Gunnar. But then we had like the idea to have one little more, not big, but more serious project, you know. So then we started to to cooperate with other people, so we could do like bigger tours, not on our own, but in the as a support band. And yeah, that's mainly short history. Is that enough?
Yes. Yeah. Along your musical history, what do you feel has been the best advice that has been given to you along the way?
A lot of musicians and artists in general, they just say, do your own thing and never give up. So that's, I think, the way to go, because it's not that easy. It's not another job where you join. Playing in a band is working beside your job, because it's harder and harder, I think, to get really a big band, because there are so many good bands, of course, but as I said, I want to do my things like I feel and the way they come. So we will see. It's not there is no pressure or anything that's pushing me in a certain way. So for me, that's great, and I can continue that way.
And I also wanted to ask you, along your musical journey, what has been your proudest moment so far?
It was, for me personally, it was shaking a hand with Alexi Lyo from Children of Bodom. We were together on tour in 2019, just before he died, actually. So it's one of my heroes, guitar hero, but also as the complete band I like to listen to. I really feel emotional still when I think about it. For me, it's a great man, and personally, I'm very glad I saw him, and we were part of the tour. And the stages we did there, together with the bands, in the US, it was really, really great. It was not just a little pub, it was big. So that's really amazing to play as a little band in such places. It was great. I'm still enjoying some moments.
And what is the best way to get a merchandising and physical copy of this album in May?
For the moment, it's just easy to go to the Geosmet Records website, and there is everything online. So when there is an order coming in, it will be sent. That's the easiest way. Or come to a gig, and then we have quite everything in a box. That's also possible, but we're not playing that much, but some concerts will be on the agenda soon. But it's only Belgium for the moment.
And when you're not working on music, do you have any hobbies that you enjoy in your spare time?
I do some sports, and I have wife and two kids, so it's taking a lot of time and energy. But sometimes I play a little bit piano, or I have a drum set at home, and I can always to see what's fitting me best for the moment. And then after a while it's mostly the guitar who's taking over. It's the most important instrument for me. And beside that, it's less priority.
And lastly, I wanted to ask you, if you could give a message to your fans, what would that message be?
My fans, thank you for listening or for supporting us. It's great to have you on our side. And I hope next music will even be better in your ears. So we can maybe build up a bigger fan base. But the fans who are there, I'm really grateful for them.
Well, I wanted to take a moment, my friend, to thank you for creating an amazing EP. I can't wait until May comes around and this EP comes out. I'm sure you're excited as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you, my friend, again for your time. And you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah. Okay, Bob. Thank you for this interview. See you next time.
All right. See you next time. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to thank you for listening to today's podcast. You can sponsor the podcast. Just click that button and you can be a member of the family. And remember, come see me for a fix.